Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna love you like no one's loved you. Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just a one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true. Well, if you let me, you're gonna love me like no one's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, yeah, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we are out of the money, yeah, I'm with you always, I'm with you rain, worship.
Yes, indeed, y'all. Rain and shine, I will be there. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. Welcome as the big, big tournament continues here at Soul Tree Radio on the Raw and the Grey Leopard Cove. We've been doing it all night long. DJ Gray presiding over the Court of Love. And I still say that Lenny Williams is guilty, guilty, I say, of begging in the first degree. God bless him. Soul Tree Radio and the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the brothers, the assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and how right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, working hard tonight. And those who are taking the time off or on other assignments, we thank you for your continued efforts and support. Now, y'all know we've been at this for a little while. The ladies had their say. At the end, Chaka Khan, Sade, Tia Marie, and of course the Queen put up and they stood up. Now, once the men get to have their say, we're going to have a mighty mix of the babes and the dudes and serve that up. So there will be no doubt in the court of love. The bedroom will be served. Lord have mercy. But we got two power pack matchups for you tonight. As we get into the Baby, Baby, Please region, Mr. Bobby Womack played guitar for Sam Cooke, had his own group, the Valentinos, you know, was doing significant damage in the soul world. Unfortunately, he went the way of all flesh. In 2014, he was born March 4th, 1944 in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, I've seen some of Ohio, and I got to admit, there's a reason why so much music comes out of there, because they ain't shit to do. So the brothers of the Focus, they get into the music, and God bless them, because they serve it up right. Now, having said that, Womack has done just about everything. You know, he, in the era of soundtracks, he also did the soundtrack to Across 110th Street, black action film. Well, fuck that black exploitation shit. Don't say that garbage around me. Black action film. A lot of it was shot in my old neighborhood, too. So, of course, he and James and Ike with Superfly and Shaft and Curtis with all that. Nice stuff. So, all of that stuff, we can tell you. Bobby started playing a little bit of everything when he got hold of his guitar. And, of course, he had already been in the gospel circuit as part of the Womack Brothers. Family was down like that. Sam Cooke would later form, at the beginning of the 1960s, Saw Records, and he signed the quintet. And they did gospel music there. And then it was Cooke who changed their names from Valentinos, sent them to Los Angeles. And they went from gospel to secular. And I know you remember, I'm looking for a love. I'm looking for that and looking everywhere. I'm looking through, looking for a love to call my own. Yes. And they was calling it, too. Some good stuff. So, from there on, Womack got into the hardcore soul. And was serving up some good shit. One of his albums, The Poet, won an award just as much for its lyrical content as it was for the good music. He's going up against the Wicked Wilson ticket tonight. And Lord have mercy, y'all know, if there's one sound you will hear between Bobby and Wilson, it is ow. It's like, yes, there would be owing for days. Wilson Pickett, born March 18th. Just a couple of days ago, 1941, passed away, unfortunately, in 2006. Of course, he was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 91 because of his impact on singing and writing. He was born in Prattville, Alabama. He sang in church. He was fourth of 11 kids. And he was out there with a group called the Violinaires, singing gospel. Then he was backing up the Primettes, who will also be the Supremes later on. So all that stuff Wilson was doing, he broke through with the help of the Stax, the mighty Stax folks, with the Midnight Hour. And the Stax folks helped him there, Donald Dunn and Booker T, Steve Croppers. So he was doing some good stuff down there. Love. 99 1/2 1 2 6 3 4 5 7 8 9. All that good shit. And of course, Mustang Sally Muscle Shoals Horn kicked that mighty stuff in there. So we got some good matchup here. What you will do, if you prefer, Mr. Womack, you will say Bobby on our page. You can send it to our site,
Sultry and the Raw, all in phrase, at outlook.com. Or who picked the wicked one? You can say wicked or picket. We'll accept either one because we know who you're talking about. And, of course, anybody from the Cove or Cove Caravan, you can vote on Gary's site. You can send it to Gary at GLC. Great. Flip the coin here. It looks as if if our brother has won the toss, somebody going to go last here. They ain't made their minds up yet. We like to do this fairly. And it looks like Mr. Womack has won the toss, and he has decided he's going first. That's a brother that's got some balls. All right. So Bobby will go first, and then we will hear from the wicked one. Again, everybody, just kick back and relax, because now the brothers are taking the stage. It's time to get it on. Sorry about that. That's our other matchup who we will probably tout once we get off the air with our previous choice. See, that's what happens when you hire cheap help. But that's okay. Anyway, if you haven't already, in the previous show over at the Cove, Big G and Lenny Williams and Usher going at it tooth and nail. And if you haven't voted for that already, please do. We'll have G in here later as he gets some badly needed nourishment. Once I get everything tightened up here, I'll have the brothers step in and do what they're supposed to do. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Roots, came Mr. Bobby Womack.
Always ask, I said, Bobby, why do you always talk before you sing? You know, like I notice in most of your songs, you always have something to say. People talk usually, I think you should have something to say, or you shouldn't talk just to be talking. But I felt that anytime I got something to say, I almost said, because I maybe it might help you on your merry way. Like I'm an entertainer, I'm in show business, and I like to speak to all people that's in show business. Why do people don't understand? They look at us different, but there's no difference. We need the same thing that you need. A simple license. Let's save you away from home. You know what I mean? And you make home, or you try, or you make an attempt to make home where it was, you know what I mean? Where it is. So like a few days ago, I was in Chicago, and after the show, I had previously seen this young lady sitting backstage, and she was, seemed like she had a whole lot of time on her hands, you know? But after the show, I was a little lonely, and I didn't want to go back to the hotel by myself, and I had that feeling, that vibe, all through the whole night. So I said, hey, baby, what are you doing after the show? She said, oh, I ain't doing nothing. I do a dig. Like, I'm at the Holiday Inn at room 234. Why don't you stop by and have a drink? She said, oh, you don't want to buy me no drink. You can buy me a drink right here. So you just want to get me up in your room. You know, and so many times, this is said to entertainers, but it makes them feel so bad. You know, I mean, because, like, I've always been the kind of person, if that was the case, I would tell you, yes, I want you in my room. The only reason you would be hanging around is because you would want to be there anyway, or was waiting on an opportunity, if that was the case. You know what I mean? So what people got to learn to start doing is, don't be jabbing yourself. You can't fool yourself. You know what I mean? I'm just going, if I want water, I'm going to ask for water. I'm thirsty. You know what I mean? But the whole thing and all of this is just that, you know I'm going to be going tomorrow. mean, even if I wanted to stay, my job won't permit me to. You know what I mean? It gets real technical. It gets down in the contract, the agents, people like that, you know? It's all about money. Behind the scenes. But with me, it's all about feeling. I don't want to get you involved. I don't want to mess up your life. If you got something going, like, hey, keep a man. It's cool to have a man from 9 to 5. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But like say, don't get hung up on me. Cause tomorrow I might be gone on down. It's cool if you can handle it. If you got a good man, remember one thing. Oh, sun go down, and I'll be somewhere running down that same old line in another town. I thought I'd let you know where I'm coming from. I don't really mean you no wrong, but I gotta keep moving on. Gotta keep moving. When your lights go dim, so why chase me up and down the road? And then your man, you know that you should be with him. Oh, I can't help, we can't help what we feel inside, baby. Wanna let it out, but we all hung up on pride. But oh, pride can't fulfill. Come and get it, go on home, but leave it outside. Oh, he'll be there. I'm just telling you like it is. When the sun goes down, you ain't always be sweet 16. So while you still can't lose weight, find you somebody that's gonna really mean some good. Don't get me wrong, I fall in love like any other man do, but I gotta keep moving from place to place, and in my heart, I might just wanna be with you. I have to get it where I can. Can't you see I'm like, oh.
And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? Y'all don't mind, I like to talk about this woman of mine.
She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that her girlfriend's got, what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be it.
heaven. I feel like I'm gonna testify. You've been thinking on and on and on and on. Oh, you just wait until the night comes. You see the night in mind when the deeds come out, when the deeds come out to breathe, and the doors are shut.
Give up my life, stop. I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up to the cost for mine. I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you put under pressure. Across 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkies go free. Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. You can find it all in the street. Ooh, oh, I got one more thing I'd like to talk to you about right now. Shooting that dope man you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. You got to be strong if you want to survive. The family on the upper side of town will catch hell without a ghetto around. In every city you'll find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Let me sing it. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, wishes won't let junkie go free. Oh, across 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby. Across 110th Street, you can find.
Oh, I can understand it.
Nothing starts the day off right or sets the mood for the evening right like a good ow. I got my man DJ Gray in the house, finished presiding over the Court of Love over there. What's up, G?
Engine number nine.
Yeah, that's a nice little groove he had working there. I liked how he said to let the boys cook it a little bit. Yes, they was cooking. That's how that's probably my favorite Wilson Pickett track. Seriously, that's one that's got some meat in the sandwich there. But Bobby Womack before, you know, nice backup of both of them. They're both members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, finally, but y'all know I still got my problems with that.
You think you're lonely now?
Yeah. Yep. Well, sometimes.
Michael, that
yes,
message.
Sir. Well, you know, sometimes
is so deep.
Yeah, when you write
so
a love song.
The thing about this, you just broke up with your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You go back home. You call her up and say, okay, you think you're lonely now? Wait.
Yep, that's right. Shoot, you kidding me? But, you know, I like that. It's the kind of love song where homeboy is like, he's more mad than hurt.
you know
what I'm saying? So, you're going to work it like that? Okay. Well, you know. You better get your head right, because I'll be long gone.
Yes, that's
right. So you better wake the fuck up. Nicely he's saying it, but yes, that's what he's really saying. So yeah, we love all of that stuff. And I think the different styles, although those brothers are similar in terms of their approach. If I have to ask for the record, who is your favorite or who is the best singer of Al? As far as you're concerned, is it these two guys? Is it Sugarfoot?
There you go.
I didn't even get to it. That's right. Shoot, you look up a word out of the dictionary and James is fixing it.
Michael, this is the thing.
That's right.
The new radio stations, the new music stations,
mm-hmm.
will never tell you that.
That's right.
They're never tell you that.
Come on. Tell the truth. That's exactly right.
Okay. Right today, I play Lenny Williams. They're not going to tell you about Lenny Williams. They're going to tell you about LTD.
Well, you know, you're right. They pick and choose. And see, when they do that, when you know that, okay, I hear this, but why isn't this playing? Something's clearly missing. Then you got to wonder what kind of dick dastardly things have been done behind the scenes to not allow this sound to emanate. You know, so.
I can tell you point blank what it is.
Okay.
The radio industry.
Mm-hmm.
Has moved on to 17 and 27 year olds.
Yeah, they ain't thinking about us because we don't buy nothing.
We're too old, too broke, too.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I saw Lenny Williams album or We Are album or Bernie Flash.
Yeah.
Wilson Pickett, I'll go look at it.
Well, that's just it. Because the music business has fragmented to the level that it is, some of the kids who might hear Percy Sledge or James Brown and say, damn, you know, they're not around to get to that point because they've taken it off the radio.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And you can't, unless you are specifically looking for it, you ain't going to find it. Because satellite radio thinks they're doing their part by putting stuff out there, but no. They're serving it up like this, like it's food at the automat. You press this button, you'll get this. No, it's got to be some flavor with this shit. Are you kidding me? And then,
well,
and
Michael,
then that
well, 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 wait, no, well, waiting for now.
Mm-hmm.
Is a letter, a letter, but a record company said you can't play this stuff. That's what I'm waiting for next.
You know?
Because you know, they want you to play the rights of that record.
Well, look, we joke about it, but I think you're right. There's a strong possibility we might be headed in that direction. So y'all better be listening to this stuff right now. And in our next matchup, we got an intriguing one. Bill Withers from Slab Fork, West Virginia. God bless him. And Todd Rundgren from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, I have to admit, I didn't even know Todd was born in Philly. It's like, see? He's a homeboy. No wonder he got sold. But I digress. He is an eclectic kind of cat. Progressive rock and electronic music have been his forte. He has produced everybody from the Cars to the Psychedelic Furs and all of that. But he was also with a group called the Nazz and decided to be on his own in 72, turned out some really good stuff. And he can sing. What I like about his approach, Gary, he's not some silly-ass white boy who's trying to believe, who thinks in his mind he's riffing off like the soul singers, like that Michael Bolton. I can't stand Michael Bolton. Oh, Lord. That's the most insincere piece of shit I ever heard. Then he tried the gangster, the Isley Brothers, and ripped them off. The Isleys took him to court for rhythm thievery off a sample. And he and the Isleys won, so good on that. But Todd is sincere. He sounds like him. And he's not trying to prove anything. It's like I'm singing a song because it's part of my life experience and all that shit. And if it gets down soulful like that, it's because I love the music. He does a medley that you'll hear later on in his mix where you'll see what we're talking about. You don't have to be anybody but yourself. Yeah, and I doubt that anybody's going to be like, no. Just sing the fucking song. And if you sing it with sincerity, that's all you need.
You mean around it because there's certain songs
mm-hmm.
that white men try to sing and they can't go anywhere near it.
No, they ain't got no business
doing it. The reason why is because they have about the pain and not about the pain and not about the agony
mm-hmm.
of being in that place.
Oh, you're right.
They may use the words.
Mm-hmm.
They may sing the song, but they have no clue what
yep.
they're singing about.
When Michael Bolton sings, it sounds like he's got gas. Oh, Lord. You know, it's like I'm waiting for him to fart because it's like, please, get whatever it is out of you because you sound like you're in pain. But I digress.
Well, as Michael Bolton said, how long did he last? See, the thing is, if you're true to school, you had mm-hmm. staying power.
Exactly.
Michael Bolton didn't stay around too long, did he?
No. Bobby Caldwell, Gino Vannelli, I like their voices. They sing sincere. Tony Bennett, I love his voice. He sings sincere. You ain't got to try to swoop and dip and rock the rafters and all that. Just sing from the heart. That's what I loved about Todd Rundgren doing Hello, It's Me. It sounded exactly like where he was coming from. And Bill Withers, what can we say? How often does a folk singer cut through all different genres of music like Bill Withers does? You know, he has done everything, and he sounds exactly like him. In terms of, yeah, I'm a country boy and all that old good shit. And, you know, I've gone to the big city. I've done this. I've done that. But I'm still grounded. I know who I am. And he actually did an album called Still Bill where, yeah, you can hear that. So we like the combination. Now for the confrontation. Any last words before we get it on, G?
You know we got the vote. You know we got the vote, man.
Thank you. Don't forget to vote.
DLC Gray at gmail.com or never go. Or Nation, or Michael was a soldier in the wrong. The Raider Wall died. Outlook.com, is that right?
That's right. That's right. So everybody,
there you go.
Refresh your refreshment, kick back, and then some nice competition between two great artists, Todd Rundgren and Bill Withers. Bill wins the toss, so Todd goes first. See y'all later. He's going to see y'all later. It's like every time the techies go to the bathroom, this happens. Could y'all please get this dance started?
Robbins here.
But something's wrong. There's something here.
Really ain't staying up. They keep trying to tell me all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff.
some point in our lives have somebody that means more to us than anybody else has ever meant before or will ever mean again. Sometimes it's a long-legged lady if you're a man, or some tall, very smooth man if you're a woman. And in some odd cases, they get kind of crossed up. We won't talk about those. But in my case, I learned how to really love somebody from not a very pretty lady, not at that point in her life, not sexy at all, but just a nice old lady who used some very nice old gnarled hands to make life kind of nice for me at that time when I really needed somebody. And it wasn't after I got older and started to look around for things. It was before I even knew what I was looking for. And probably since I consider myself somebody who writes primarily, out of all the things that I might have written, my favorite thing that I've written has to be about this favorite old lady of mine. In church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Lithe in Grandma's hands. Soothe the local lung with mother. Grandma's hands. Used to ache sometimes and swell. Baby, Grandma understands that you really love that band. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hands. I, in Grandma's hands, used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands pick me up each time I fell. Don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core. But I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand. Ain't no sunshine. It's not warm when she's away.
Thank you.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Make a smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile from you might make these blues go away. Stay a while with me. Can't you tell I've been lonely, and a smile from you might make it a nicer day. Close your eyes and dream of a sunny place. Watch the world when you smile. Stay with me and smile at me, sunny face. Chase the clouds away with your smile.
smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile from you might make these blues go away. Stay a while with me. Can't you tell I've been lonely, and a smile from you might make it a nicer day. Close your eyes and dream of a sunny place. Watch the world light up when you smile. Stay with me and smile at me, sunny face. Chase the clouds away with your smile. Your smile. Your smile. Your
Oh.
nothing without one and love. That's heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Todd Rundgren. In 2018, he was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2019. Since becoming eligible in 95, he had often been asked about his absence from the Hall of Fame. The 2018 poll conducted by the institution, which is not factored in the final vote, placed Rundgren as the third most deserving nominee on the ballot. They never said who the other two were. But in 2016, Rundgren told an interviewer, quote, "It doesn't have the same cachet as a Nobel Peace Prize or some historical foundation. If I told you about how they actually determine who gets into the Hall of Fame, you'd think that I was bullshitting you because I've been told what's involved. It's just as corrupt as anything else, and that's why I don't care." Let that marinate. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to my brother, DJ Gray. Thank you for setting the table off so graciously tonight with a fantastic show. We'll be back Tuesday with Mo. For all my warriors out there who have to deal with things, let you know, you're not by yourself. It's not we all we got, we all we need. We've always been all we've got. Peep to this.
Come on, Navarro. day.